Steelers team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for Berrien and Cass counties to remain in effect through Friday night. The Weather Service warns us there will be heavy lake effect snow, making travel more difficult. The service also warns travel could be impossible at some times, including the morning and evening commutes on Thursday. Total snow accumulations could be 12 to 16 inches, with 20 inches in some areas. Everyone's advised to keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in their vehicle in case of an emergency. Meanwhile, the Berrien County Road Department's working to keep things clear best as it can this week. Traffic Safety Supervisor Mike Yingling tells us they've got 40 plows out on the roads at any given time during the day right now. They've also got four night plows. They're dumping salt, although it may not work just yet.
We always use a salt and sand mixture, so there still is salt in it. I guess the theory is once it does warm up, it'll start working and it'll already be down.
Yingling says the road department's doing what it can.
Just be patient and remember if we get a lot of snow, the crews will continue working the primary and secondary county roads until they get those in decent shape before they even get into the subdivisions.
Remember to slow down, give yourself plenty of time, turn on your headlights, and give plows plenty of room. It's also a good idea for those extra supplies in your vehicle just in case you wind up stuck on the side of the road somewhere. Continued cold weather means you still have to take extra care of your car. AAA of Michigan this week sent out another Arctic advisory. Spokesperson Susan Hiltz telling us it could cost you a few bucks to keep your car in proper working order.
Keep your gas tank at least half full to avoid gas line freeze up. Make sure your battery and charging system are tested to make sure they're fully charged so you're ready for the cold dips that are coming. Windshield washer solvent that you have, make sure that it's a winter solvent so it won't freeze.
Hiltz tells us it's a bad week to go for a car wash because you could just wind up with frozen doors. She advises parking in a garage or at least a carport of some kind if that's possible. If you have a tarp, it's a good week to drape it over your vehicle's engine compartment when parking overnight. The cold weather snap we've been enjoying here in southwest Michigan lately most likely has not damaged fruit crops. That's according to Michigan State University Extension fruit educator Mark Longstroth. He tells us it'll have to get a little bit colder than this before grapes and peaches are affected.
Generally, I don't worry too much if the temperatures get down to zero, but I really start to worry when the temperatures get to minus 10 degrees.
Longstroth tells us, luckily, it got cold for a while before it got very cold, so most of the fruit crops were well prepared for this frigid air. He notes some crops farther inland could have been damaged due to the temperatures being even lower, farther away from Lake Michigan. Longstroth says we're still 10 degrees or so away from matching the polar vortex that hit southwest Michigan in 2014 and 15. An officer for the Coloma Township Police Department shaken but not hurt after a run-in with a semi on Wednesday. The police department tells us in a Facebook post the officer was working I-94 about 10:30 this morning when that crash happened. An out-of-control semi smashed into his patrol car. The officer was treated and released for minor injuries and then sent home. The crash was just one of many that happened on I-94 throughout southwest Michigan today. Some of them had the highway shut down for stretches. The Pokagon Band of Potawatomi has announced the opening date for its new Four Winds Casino. The new one in South Bend will open to the public Tuesday, January 16th at 4 p.m. The casino is located on 166 acres of tribal trust land, and it will be the first casino in Indiana owned and operated by a Native American tribe. It's the latest addition to the Pokagon Four Wind brand, with the other locations being in New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac. The tribe tells us Four Winds South Bend will have 175,000 square feet and 1,800 games, as well as four restaurants, a player's lounge, a coffee shop, three bars, a retail outlet, and about 4,500 parking spaces. When it's finished, the casino will employ about 1,200 people. John Warren, the chairman of the Pokagon Band, tells us the new location will, quote, generate revenue to fund services and programs that will create additional economic opportunities for Pokagon citizens, the city of South Bend, and also fund community projects, local organizations, and schools. Former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bob Young says he's withdrawing from the field of Republicans seeking to defeat Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow this year. Young said today the GOP needs, quote, the early selection of a consensus conservative candidate who will remain true to conservative values and rule of law. Detroit area business turnaround expert Sandy Pensler, businessman John James, and historic preservationist Bob Carr are all seeking to unseat Senator Stabenow. And Benton Harbor Mayor Marcus Mohammed is planning to deliver a State of the City address. The mayor announced this week he'll be discussing Benton Harbor as it heads into its first year of total local control in many years, and also discuss goals for the future. Mohammed's State of the City speech will be at the Benton Harbor Public Library Tuesday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Everyone's invited to come and listen. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Acts of local interest. American Electric Power, 71.80, down 0.61. J.P. Morgan, 108.02, up 0.07. Chemical Bank, 52.99, down 0.55. Cisco Systems, 39.17, up 0.31. General Electric, 18.15, up 0.17. IBM, 158.45, up 4.20. Microsoft, 86.35, up 0.40. Fifth Third Bancorp, 30.52, up 0.09. Stryker, 158.74, up 0.84. Whirlpool, 168.90, up 0.91. XPO Logistics, 92.35, down 0.14. U.S. stock markets closed at record highs Wednesday thanks to a rally in the energy and technology sectors. The Dow Jones rose 98 points to 24,922, while the S&P 500 gained 17 points to close above 2,700 for the first time at 2,713. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. The White House responding to comments from former top Trump advisor Steve Bannon in a new book about the administration. ABC's Andy Field has some details.
In the book, Steve Bannon is quoted as saying Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner's meeting with Russians during the campaign was treasonous and un-American. The president issuing a statement saying that Bannon lost his mind when he was fired from the White House.
Going after the president's son in an absolutely outrageous and unprecedented way is probably not the best way to curry favor with anybody.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying the president last spoke with Steve Bannon in December. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Representatives for President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump pushing back against that explosive new book. Among other things, it says Trump never expected to be elected and that his wife shed tears, not of joy, on election night. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders today said the book is filled with, quote, false and misleading accounts from individuals who have no access or influence with the White House. A Senate shakeup. It might not be a good thing for President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence today swore in two new senators to the U.S. Senate, both Democrats, giving Republicans a slimmer advantage in that chamber. That comes a day after news broke that Republican senator and Trump ally Orrin Hatchell will not be running for an eighth term. ABC's Megan Hughes has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Vice President Mike Pence swears in Democratic Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota and Doug Jones of Alabama. His victory over Roy Moore narrowed Republicans' hold on the Senate 51-49.
Congratulations, Senator.
Another potential blow to the Trump agenda, the announcement that Senator Orrin Hatch is retiring, with speculation that Trump critic Mitt Romney may seek to take his place.
Mr. Vice President, should Mitt Romney run?
No comment today from the vice president. Megan Hughes, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman is suing special counsel Robert Mueller in the Justice Department. Paul Manafort alleges in the lawsuit Mueller exceeded his authority by investigating him for conduct that was not related to Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. A brief scare at the New York home of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The call for the fire department came from 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York, home of former President and Mrs. Clinton. It's not clear they were home at the time. No injuries resulted from the small fire on the second floor. There are several structures on the property, and it wasn't immediately clear the fire broke out in the Clintons' main residence. The fire was quickly put out. Firefighters stuck around to make sure the flames did not spread.
The leader of Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah group says President Trump's hopes that the protests in Iran will snowball and lead to regime change or chaos will be dashed along with the hopes of the Israelis and Saudis. In his first comments since protests in Iran broke out, he said the protesters with legitimate grievances have been exploited by political factions who attached political slogans to their protests. The U.S. military has identified a soldier killed earlier this week in Afghanistan. Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
The Pentagon says 34-year-old Sergeant First Class Mihail Gollan from Fort Lee, New Jersey, died in a battle in the Nangarhar province in northeast Afghanistan, where U.S. troops still carry out operations against the Taliban and ISIS. Four other Americans were wounded in this one. Gollan was a highly decorated member of the Special Forces on his third deployment to Afghanistan. He also served in Iraq. He was a recipient of the Purple Heart, and he was an immigrant who moved to the U.S. from Latvia in 2004. In 2005, he enlisted in the Army. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
An ominous snow survey in California's mountains from ABC's Alex Stone.
So we'll start measuring.
Every month during the winter, Frank Gerke of California's Department of Water Resources treks out in the Sierra Nevadas to measure the snowpack, a major supplier of California's drinking water. Last year, the snow was deep. This year, that trek was in the weeds. There is almost no snow in the survey area.
First one's a zero.
Reading after reading, coming back, zero snow. And finally, one reading found 9 inches of snow.
Clearly, November and December have been disappointing.
The snowpack here now 3% of normal. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Another earnings milestone for Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Here's Christopher Watson.
I've seen this raw strength only once before.
Star Wars, The Last Jedi has cracked the top 20 on the list of all-time highest-grossing films. The latest numbers have it earning just shy of $1.1 billion globally. Good enough for 19th place.
That's gotta kick!
The Last Jedi is currently number 6 domestically on the all-time top earners list. Star Wars, The Force Awakens is the all-time top earner domestically and third internationally with over $2 billion in global gross earnings. Star Wars is owned by Disney, parent company of ABC News. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
And critics bashed it, but that's not stopping Netflix from giving the Will Smith movie Bright a sequel. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Several critics called Bright the worst movie of 2017.
Do not wink at me like that.
Starring Will Smith and directed by Suicide Squad director David Ayer, Bright was Netflix's most expensive movie ever, and the sci-fi fantasy about cops and orcs and magic wands will continue. The streaming service says, despite the critical backlash people watched, Bright had the biggest first week ever on Netflix, and it's currently the number one movie in every country that has Netflix. Stars Will Smith and Joel Edgerton will return along with Ayer. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.